Welcome back to the Divine Office. I have resolved on my part that today will be a day of perfect happiness, perfect peace, and perfect contentment in God. So anything that's like distracting me or getting on my nerves, it's going on the back burner. It's going out of my mind. It's not going to be on my eyes or my mind. So today, that's kind of my plan and my resolution for today. Let us begin the Divine Office with the invitatory. Lord, open my lips and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Let us do the combined office of readings and morning prayer. So two Divine Offices this morning. Hopefully I won't have any trouble with the names in the reading from the book of Genesis today. But we have a very special saint. A saint who lived in the 200s to 300s AD. Saint Anthony of Egypt. An early monastic founder, monk, and monastic father. Let us sing praise to God as we acclaim Saint Anthony. And again, let us focus our minds on our conversation with God and ask to give us a joyful, peaceful day today. The joyful song of those entering God's temple. Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing for joy. Let us sing praise to God as we acclaim Saint Anthony. Know that he, the Lord, is God. He made us. We belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his flock. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, into our hearts to guide us and to shepherd us. Let us sing praise to God as we acclaim Saint Anthony. Go within his gates, giving thanks. Enter his courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. Let us sing praise to God as we acclaim Saint Anthony. Indeed, how good is the Lord, eternal his merciful love. He is faithful from age to age. Let us sing praise to God as we acclaim Saint Anthony. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us sing praise to God as we acclaim Saint Anthony. Again, please remember, God wants us, God loves us. God loves us so much. His eyes are always looking out for us to help us and to bless us. So we don't doubt that God wants to give us this joy, no matter what's going on, no matter who's tugging on us or whatever is going on in the world. God wants us to have this peace, to turn our eyes to him, to have peace, to have quiet. Please, God, grant us good health if we're not in good health. Grant our bodies and minds to be turned toward you, who are the source of health, who are the source of all good health. O Jesus, the exalted crown and highest truth from heaven above, who grant an everlasting prize to servants who confess your name, behold the saint who pleads for us. Grant all your people joined in prayer remission of their sin and guilt, and shattered bonds that hold them fast. This hallowed saint loved nothing vain, and so pursued his work on earth, that he with fervent heart and mind might please and serve your will alone. Your name, O Lord, most loving King, was ever in his mind and speech. With strength he trampled down the foe, the proud and wicked Lucifer. Renowned in virtue as in faith, and constrained in the life of prayer, restrained with temperate, pure, and chaste, he won the joy of heaven's feast. To God the Father glory be, all honor to his only Son, one with the Spirit Paraclete from age to age forevermore. Amen. Psalmody begins now for the office of readings. So today the Church asks us to call to mind Christ's passion. We might even, if I have the presence of mind, we might even pray part of the gospel passion narrative, because even though this is meant to be a day of joy for us personally, because I feel I have a lot going on, it's also a day to meditate and enter into meditation on Christ's passion and respond with repentance and death to sin. So that's why they've chosen all these psalms. So here, how fitting is this inspired prayer, Psalm 35, for today. Rise up, Lord, and come to my aid. I wish I could say, rise up, Lord, and come to my rescue is more like it. For me, and I bet for you, for many of you, it's the same. O Lord, plead my cause against my foes. Fight those who fight me. Take up your buckler and shield. Arise to help me. O Lord, say to my soul, I am your salvation. But my soul shall be joyful in the Lord and rejoice in his salvation. My whole being will say, Lord, who is like you, who rescue the weak from the strong and the poor from the oppressor? Rise up, Lord, and come to my aid. Lying witnesses arise and accuse me unjustly. They repay me evil for good. My soul is forlorn. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Rise up, Lord, and come to my aid. Rise up, Lord, and come to my rescue. In fact, let us do something new. I've been trying to do it more the standard way, but I'll go back and let's add a Hail Mary in honor of the Father, the Eternal Father's gifts to Mary, even in the midst of Christ being crucified on the cross, even in the midst of the loss of her Son, even in the midst of the times where perhaps she lost him in the temple and felt so upset. Grant us peace. Grant us joy. Grant us to be turned toward you. Grant us a quiet place to pray. Grant us to turn toward you no matter what our health is. Grant us this grace through Mary's intercession. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I plead with you for this grace. I beg you for this grace, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Rise up, Lord, and come to my aid. All-powerful Lord, stand by me and defend me. When they were sick, I went into mourning, afflicted with fasting. My prayer was ever on my lips, as for a brother, a friend. I went as though mourning a mother, bowed down with grief. Now that I am in trouble, they gather and mock me. They take me by surprise and strike me and tear me to pieces. They provoke me with mockery on mockery and gnash their teeth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. All-powerful Lord, stand by me and defend me. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Son, we just ask now that you rightly order our lives. So if we're doing things that are not allowing you to be the king and center of our heart, even if we're just distracted by doing good works for you, we ask that you will rightly order our lives. Let today be a break from all destructive patterns, Lord. For your Son suffered and died for us. Grant us the peace of a rightly ordered mind, body, and soul, again as we turn back to you with all our heart today to do your will, no matter whether that be hard or easy. In honor of Mary, please defend us and protect us. O Virgin Mother, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity. That's the flame of love insert that I like to add. Pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. All-powerful Lord, stand by me and defend me. Thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you for rightly ordering my existence, even if it be hard. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Antiphon 3. My tongue will speak of your goodness all the day long. O Lord, how long will you look on? Come to my rescue. Save my life from these raging beasts, my soul from these lions. I will thank you in the great assembly. Amid the throng, I will praise you. Do not let my lying foes rejoice over me. Do not let those who hate me unjustly wink eyes at each other. My tongue will speak of your goodness all the day long. O Lord, you have seen, do not be silent. Do not stand afar off. Awake, stir to my defense, to my cause, O God. My tongue will speak of your goodness all the day long. Let there be joy for those who love my cause. Let them say without end, great is the Lord who delights in the peace of his servant. Then my tongue shall speak of your justice all day long, of your praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord my God, I thank you. I rejoice in you. I ask you for the grace of the Holy Spirit to pray as you need me to pray, to rightly order my life. And I pray that you, through Mary's intercession, through the Immaculate Conception, through her prayers, and through the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, will grant me your peace, grant me your joy, grant me a new way to turn toward you today, to order my existence toward you today. Rescue the poor from their oppressors, Lord, and in your beloved Son, raise us up to enjoy your peace. In honor of Mary's gifts, we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. My tongue will speak of your goodness all the day long. My son, take my words to heart. Do as I say, and you will live. That's the verse introducing the lesson from the Office of Readings. So let us go ahead and have that reading from the book of Genesis. A reading from the book of Genesis. We are now in chapter 6, right? But yes, we're already in chapter 6. Amazing. Friday. The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him to his heart. So the Lord said, I will blot out man, whom I have created from the face of the ground. Man and beast and creeping things and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his generation. Noah walked with God. And Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight, and the earth was filled with violence. And God saw the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. For all flesh had corrupted their way upon the earth. And God said to Noah, I have determined to make an end of all flesh, for the earth is filled with violence through them. Behold, I will destroy them from the earth. Make yourself an ark of gopher wood. Make rooms in the ark and cover it inside and out with pitch. This is how you are to make it. The length of the ark, 300 cubits. Its breadth, 50 cubits. And its height, 30 cubits. Make a roof for the ark and finish it to a cubic above, and set the door of the ark in its side. Make it lower, make it with lower, second and third decks. For behold, I will bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, in which is the breath of life from under heaven. Everything that is on the earth shall die. But I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall come into the ark, you and your sons and your wife and your sons' wives with you. And of every living thing of all flesh, you shall bring two of every sort into the ark, to keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female, of the birds according to their kinds, and of the animals according to their kinds, of every creeping thing of the ground according to its kind. Two of every sort shall come in to you to keep them alive. Also take with you every sort of food that is eaten, and store it up, and it shall serve as food for you and for them. Noah did this. He did all that God commanded him. The flood continued 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased, and bore up the ark, and it rose high above the earth. The waters prevailed, and increasingly greatly upon the earth, and the ark floated on the face of the waters. The waters prevailed so mightily upon the earth that all the high mountains under the whole heavens were covered. The waters prevailed upon the mountains, covering them 15 cubits deep, and all flesh died that moved upon the earth, birds, cattle, beasts, all swarming creatures that swarm upon the earth, and every man, everything on the dry land, in whose nostrils was the breath of life, died. He blotted out everything, every living thing that was upon the face of the ground, man and animals, and creeping things and birds of the air. They were blotted out from the earth. Only Noah was left, and those that were with him in the ark. And the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days. And I believe what we skipped over in our reading through Genesis was actually chapter 5 with the descendants of Adam and the genealogy. But let us continue with a reading from the homilies on Genesis by Origen of Alexandria for our second reading. But to have a responsory prayer for that, let's go into the book. Glorify God with all your skill, and still, all you say will fall short. The sum of our words is this: He is all. How shall we be able to give him fitting praise? For he is so much greater than all his works. The sum of all our words is this: He is all. Now, our second reading from the tradition of the church is drawn from, again, the beautiful catechetical, and I think they're very allegorical and spiritual homilies on Genesis. As we begin to speak about the ark, which was constructed by Noah at God's command, we can ascend from the historical account to the mystical and allegorical understanding of the spiritual meaning. And, if they contain anything secret, we can explain it as the Lord reveals knowledge of his word to us. Just as at that time Noah made an ark, so also our Noah, who is Jesus Christ, is told by the Father to make himself an ark of squared planks and give it dimensions filled with heavenly mysteries. The people, therefore, who are saved in the church are compared to all those, whether men or animals, who are saved in the ark. But since all are not equal in merit or progress in faith, therefore this ark does not offer one abode for all. There are 2 lower decks and 3 upper decks to show that in the church, although all are contained within the one faith and are washed in the one baptism, progress is not one and the same for all, but each in his own order. Since God orders that the ark be constructed not only with 2 decks, but also with 3, let us also make sure we join in our twofold exposition of the scriptures also a third meaning. For the literal meaning, which comes first, is a kind of foundation at the lower level. The mystical interpretation comes second, being higher and loftier. Let us attempt, if we can, to add a moral exposition at the third level. If there is anyone who, while evils are increasing, can turn from the things which are in flux and can hear the word of God, that man is building an ark of salvation within his own heart and is dedicating a library, so to speak, of the divine word within himself. He does not construct this library from planks that are unhewn and rough, but from planks that have been squared and arranged in a uniform line. That is, not from the volumes of secular authors, but from the prophetic and apostolic volumes, and from the works of those who have followed them in the right lines of faith. You shall make it with 2 decks and with 3 decks from this library full. We learn the historical narratives. From it we recognize the great mystery which is fulfilled in Christ and in the Church. And from it also learn how to correct habits and to curtail vices. You ought also to bring in animals of every kind, the unclean as well as the clean. I think that concupiscence and wrath, which are in every soul, are necessarily said to be unclean, in the sense that they serve to make man sin. But because the human race is not renewed without concupiscence, nor can any correction or discipline exist without anger, they are said to be necessary and must be preserved. Let us pray, however, the mercy of the omnipotent God to make us not only hearers of his word, but also doers, and to bring upon our souls also a flood of his water, and destroy in us what he knows should be destroyed, and to quicken what he knows should be quickened. Through Christ our Lord, and through his Holy Spirit, to him be glory forever. Amen. And indeed we can say amen, I think, to that last part as well, to that prayer for the destruction of those things that are not rightly ordered, that are distracting, that are causing anxiety, that are causing us not to be able to make good use of what God is doing in us. In the beginning, before he, responsory prayer, in the beginning, before he made the earth, before he hollowed out the deep, before he touched the waters and made them flow, before the mountains were settled into place, the Lord created me. When he established the heavens, I was there like a master craftsman working at his side. Before the mountains were settled into place, the Lord created me. Now, rather than finishing with a final prayer, we're going to continue on to morning prayers, to the opening psalms and prayers that characterize our Friday morning prayer. We also have what I forgot to read, but we'll probably make up for it. The special, again, St. Anthony of Egypt was today, so he might have special readings. But here we go. Lord, you will accept the true sacrifice offered on your altar. Psalm 51. O God, have mercy on me. Lord, I acknowledge I'm helpless to be able to further this true rightly ordering of everything. Please help me. Have mercy on me, God, in your kindness. In your compassion, blot out my offense. O wash me more and more from my guilt, and cleanse me from my sin. My offenses, truly, I know them. My sin is always before me. Against you, you alone, have I sinned. What is evil in your sight I have done, that you may be justified when you give sentence, and be without reproach when you judge. O see, in guilt I was born, a sinner was I conceived. Indeed, you love truth in the heart, then in the secret of my heart teach me wisdom. O purify me, then I shall be clean. O wash me, I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear rejoicing and gladness, that the bones you have crushed may revive. From my sins turn away your face, and blot out all my guilt. A pure heart create for me, O God. Put a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, nor deprive me of your Holy Spirit. Give me again the joy of your help. With a spirit of fervor, sustain me, that I may teach transgressors your ways, and sinners may return to you. O rescue me, God, my helper, and my tongue shall ring out your goodness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. For in sacrifice you take no delight. Burnt offering from me you would refuse. My sacrifice, a contrite spirit, a humbled, contrite heart, you will not spurn. In your goodness, show favor to Zion. Rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will be pleased with lawful sacrifice, holocausts offered on your altar. Let's take a moment of silence for reflection or silent prayer. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, you will accept the true sacrifice offered on your altar. Thank you for sparing us so much worry, anxiety, and embarrassment, and even offering us today so much of your grace as you restore us to your help and to your right order. All the descendants of Israel will glory in the Lord's gift of victory. Now we pray from Isaiah chapter 45. People of all nations will become disciples of the Lord. Every knee shall bend at the name of Jesus. Philippians 2:10. Truly with you, God is hidden, the God of Israel, the Savior. Those are put to shame and disgrace who vent their anger against him. Those go in disgrace who carve images. All the descendants of Israel will glory in the Lord's gift of victory. Israel, you are saved by the Lord, saved forever. You shall never be put to shame or disgrace in future ages. For thus says the Lord, the creator of the heavens, who is God, the designer and maker of the earth, who established it, not creating it to be a waste, but designing it to be lived in. I am the Lord, there is no other. I have not spoken from hiding, nor from some dark place of the earth. And I have not said to the descendants of Jacob, look for me in an empty waste. I, the Lord, promise justice. I foretell what is right. Come and assemble, gather together, you fugitives from among the Gentiles. They are without knowledge who bear wooden idols and pray to gods they cannot save. Come here and declare and counsel together. Who announced this from the beginning and foretold it from of old? Was it not I, the Lord, besides whom there is no other God? There is no just and saving God but me. Turn to me and be safe, all you ends of the earth, for I am God, there is no other. By myself I swear, uttering my just decree and my unalterable word. To me every knee shall bend, by me every tongue shall swear, saying only in the Lord are just deeds and power. Before him in shame shall come all who vent their anger against him. In the Lord shall be the vindication and the glory of all the descendants of Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Thank you for how I have turned to you from the ends of myself to be safe. Thank you for restoring right ordering to my day, to my life, to my work, to my conscience. Thank you, Lord. All the descendants of Israel will glory in the Lord's gift of victory. And again, we have that great Psalm 100, where we're going to pray Psalm 95 instead, since we did 100 for the invitatory. Let us go into God's presence, singing for joy. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. Let us go into God's presence singing for joy. The Lord God, the Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Let us go into God's presence singing for joy. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Let us go into God's presence singing for joy. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness when at Meribah and Menizah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. Let us go into God's presence singing for joy. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Let us go into God's presence singing for joy. Father, I know that you're here for me this morning. I know today will be a joyful day if I follow you, but I fear myself. I fear that after this morning and receiving and asking for grace, when I go about my daily tasks, I may be overcome by the pull down toward the way that I normally am, toward my habits my desires. Perhaps many of us feel that way. I feel like the blind man, perhaps a blind person in the parable, who can't see my own way by my own wisdom. And thus I have to cling to you and let you guide me. Yes, pattern exists in my mind of the things that I must do and the things I must generally avoid. But the world is bigger. We need your help. We need you to keep coming to you to have my vision restored, to have my vision of what's important restored, to have my focus on you restored, to have my sense of reverence for you, to look at you, to look at others the way, to appreciate the people in my life. So come and help me and deliver us all into this so we can sing your praises. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us go into God's presence singing for joy. Now we have a very short reading from Ephesians chapter 4. Never let evil talk pass your lips. Say only the good things men need to hear, things that will really help them. Do nothing that will sadden the Holy Spirit with whom you were sealed against the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, all passion and anger, harsh words, slander and malice of every kind. In place of these, be kind to one another, compassionate and mutually forgiving, just as God has forgiven you in Christ. Responsory prayer. At daybreak, be merciful to me. Make known to me the path I must walk. Make known to me the path that I must walk. Be merciful to me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. At daybreak, be merciful to me. Canticle of Zechariah. The Lord has come to his people and set them free. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. That has a sign of the cross at the beginning, technically. Not that we're obsessed with rules. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins, in the tender compassion of our God. The dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord has come to his people and set them free, and we're finishing with intercessions and our Father and final prayer. Through his cross, the Lord Jesus brought salvation to the human race. We adore him, and in faith we call out to him. Lord, pour out your mercy upon us. Christ, rising sun, warm us with your rays and restrain us from every evil impulse. Keep guard over our thoughts, words, and actions, and make us pleasing in your sight this day. Turn your gaze from our sinfulness and cleanse us from our iniquities. Through your cross and resurrection, fill us with the consolation of the Spirit. We pray for the fires in California, especially for the poor and those who have lost everything in the fires, that God will be able to give them new hope, a new place to stay, and that he will help all those that we are most wanting and needing to pray for during this time. Lord, pour out your mercy upon us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. God our Father, you conquer the darkness of ignorance by the light of your word. Strengthen within our hearts the faith you have given us. Let not temptation ever quench the fire that... Wait, 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 wait. I forgot all about St. Anthony, and he's a... Oh, see, I'm glad that I did this. Even I, after all these years, still make mistakes, especially at this time. So he was a holy man, and we have special intercessions. So you get an extra intercessions today because I messed up and did the wrong one. My brothers, let us praise Christ, asking to serve him and to be holy in righteousness sight all the days of our life. You called us to love perfectly. Make us holy, Lord Jesus. You commissioned us to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Let your light shine on us, Lord Jesus. You desired to serve, not to be served. Help us, Lord Jesus, to give humble service to you and to our brother, our neighbors. Father, you called St. Anthony to renounce the world and serve you in the solitude of the desert. By his prayers and example, may we learn to deny ourselves and to love you above all things. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Okay, well, after this, I'm going to turn back to God and ask him this morning at 4:30 in the morning what he really wants me to do to be able to rightly order my day and have that great day. I think probably it will be me turning toward him to read some of Matthew's gospel for my class and go ahead and take that in, pray through it, give my full attention to it, and then turn back to him after that and throughout this day. Please, Father, remain with me. As far as the story, you know, there's something that we learned in catechist school called the Index of Citations. It's super, super helpful, and because it cross-references all the places that the Bible is cited or used or explained in the catechism. So you can, like, look up from beginning with Genesis to Revelation all the scriptures that are used, cited, or explained in the catechism. So you can, like, look up Genesis chapter 6, and you can read what the church teaches in the catechism in her own words. And I do recommend you do that, which is what I was doing in the catechesis. I don't have the time or presence to do that right now, but I will perhaps share with you just a little bit, or maybe not. In any case, the passion narratives in the Gospels are also really good things before I pray my rosary for me to remember. Have a great rest of your day. And, you know, let's pray for the Holy Father's monthly intentions before we go. They're good. We pray that the people who are displaced and in poverty, especially displaced by some event, will have access to the quality education that they need in order to have a better life. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.